Commissioners Court Budget Workshop for Monday, July 27th, 2026 at 1:30 p.m. begins here.
Marla, you want to go for a...
No idea what that is.
Melissa, did you get everything straight?
God, gross, that's...
I know.
I'll let you.
Bad, ugly, perfect, you run out. I hope I did.
We're going with it.
Motion.
We're going with it today, anyway.
Some of us are very thankful.
My child.
Thank you, Tony, I appreciate it.
Everybody has copies of everything you do. I spent the last hour making copies of all that.
There's Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. And we appreciate you. I was being sincere.
I was on my lap when we had to do it. She said, "My heart," and then her legs came there and she could figure what y'all were talking.
They were.
My wife said, "You need to bring your desk in here with your calculator so you can figure what we're talking."
I used to do that years ago. I'd sit right up there where Beth was. I had my calculator and stuff.
You a switch?
No. I do not.
When you go first, you go over your notes for budget 20 increase, including that.
Well, I figured.
Let's talk the money first. How much we got? I guess the handwritten ones are.
Let's let Melissa explain a little bit of this, and then we'll.
You got the look.
Before you do that, you need to explain value.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Okay. Yes, that's the first on my list.
So, looking at, I came back several months ago and talked about the news engine that went in place. Obviously, when that bill was written, no one had the forethought to look into how that exemption is going to apply to the truth in taxation this year. So there's been some discussion with different counties and in different counties of how to handle that. I believe Melissa's met with Lori Mann, that's with Limeburger's y'all attorney, to recommend it, including business virtual property accounts that were existing in the prior year that have the new exemption, to add those to the new partial exemption first time list. So basically looking at that difference, as far as doing your no new revenue rate, make sure you don't count.
I'll change 3 times.
So without the HB9, it was $2,499,480. They said to include the HB9, which is itself is $16,964,090. For a total first-time partial exempt of $19,463,570. So it's not as bad as what I'd anticipated months ago, but it's almost $20 million. And then looking at your 2026 certified values compared to the 2025 certified values, looking at just Franklin County. In 2025, the certified net taxable as a certification, not a LICE once, was $2,490,134,461. For 2026, it was $2,682,632,036. If you look at percent change overall, it's about 7.73% change year over year. However, to get a more apples-to-apples comparison, you have to take out the new value that was added for 2026 and then compare properties that were on the appraisal roll for 2026 that were also on the appraisal roll for 2025. So the new value for Franklin County this year was $63,544,361. So when we take the certified less the new value, it's giving you an overall change of approximately 5.1%. year-over-year increase from properties that are on appraisal roll for 25, they're still on appraisal roll for 26. So that maybe gives you an idea, you have about 5% increase in values overall with $66 million worth of new revenue, or I should say taxable value potential. They won't be part of your no new revenue rate.
It won't be a part of it?
No. It doesn't affect your non-new revenue rate. Money you collect, it's...
Oh, yes, yes.
That's what we call our free money for the future.
You gotta use a language term, right? Free money.
That's how I understand it.
So in the most simplified terms, the non-new revenue rate is the same, where the rate will generate the same levy that you generated last year on the same properties.
Which is line 27.
Adjusted current year taxable value is on line 27.
Which one?
The first one. This is the general.
Okay, that's the general.
Yeah, we have three taxes, so each one of them have a different...
Special revenue bridge, farm market flood control.
No, you need, it should be the first set of 11 pages.
First one.
And it should say Franklin County at the top.
Yes, actually, it's Franklin County.
Look at line 26.
Adjusted current year taxable value?
Yes, that takes...
$289,499,400. I can't even say it, it's so big, I can't even say it.
Yes, that takes into your new value cost. And then you take that figure and divide it by your last year's tax levy. And you take last year's tax levy and divide it by that. And that comes out to be your non-new revenue rate, which includes debt.
What was last year's? Wasn't it the same one? 0.3464?
Yep. No. 6338?
Yes. Yes. Hold on.
I think it's something like that.
I think it was 36.
36386 was the overall adopted, right?
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I was close. I got 38 right. 36386, that's right.
Yes.
That's the capital bridge, correct?
New one. If you go down to line 28, that's the non-new revenue rate of everything.
Yeah, and I...
.34624. That includes lateral road and flood and RBS, debt and net M&O.
Okay, so it dropped 2 cents.
It never drops. Y'all always say that, but it doesn't drop. Your valuation went up, so your rate didn't go down.
Yes, yes, I'm aware of that. But when it goes from 3.6 to 3.4, technically it dropped.
No.
I know. If you look at 0.36 and then you go to 0.34, that is lower. And I understand what you're saying too.
It does not drop. It's just bringing in the same amount of money because your valuation went up.
So that means we can actually go up and spend more money.
No. You're going to be real surprised when we get to that point.
Yeah.
And then lateral road and flood is the same. Of course, your rate goes down because your valuation went up to bring in the same amount of money. RBS is the same way.
Okay.
With that being said, next, at the very top says NNR rate effective.
That's your handwriting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because I apologize.
No,
that's the way it is today. So your net M&O, 0.23219, will bring in $5.4 million. Now understand, we also have over 65 disabled freezes. That's I always budget about 90 to 92% of that. It's five. If you look down to the left, it's 568,958. Melissa gives that figure to me every year.
Do we always do it now? I thought we was like doing 96 or something.
No, we do 98% of ad valorem, and I do 92 on over 65.
Oh, I see, okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So it's 520,000, you take the less 2% off, we come back to 5.863659. And then lateral road and RBS. Today we're gonna focus on general, because that's gonna be the big one, and we'll focus on you guys Wednesday. The next page where it says budget worksheet, this one, at the no new revenue rate of 0.34624, based on the wish list, your revenues will be 8.3 million, your expenses with the wish list are 9.5 million, leaving a deficit of 1.178.
That's not too bad, and we don't want a deficit again.
Well, for sure not $1 million. No, I do not. I would like to have a balanced budget this year, or at least less than 100,000. Because we usually collect more and spend less, but I don't want it to be a quarter of a million. So with that being said, we'll go to the page that has the notes for the budget 2027. And guys, understand, we're just going to go over this because I know it's going to be a process for you guys to look at it and kind of go from there.
What page did you go to?
This is the top one.
Okay. The notes, okay.
Notes for budget 2027. Oh, okay. Our mandated increases are utilities at 20,000. Appraisal District 60, Hopkins County 25, Ambulance 24, Data Processing 25, Auto, Property, Law Enforcement, EO, Liability Insurance 35,000, Postage Increase 10,000, which is one of the 85 cents, I think. County Website, mandated by the state 20,000, ADA compliant, I might add. I added 10,000 to the contingency fund. Election workers, I added 8,000. NETCAC, I added 7. That's 244,000 before we start anything else. Now, there again, we talked about this. There are 27 payrolls in 2027. That's another decision you'll have to make as to whether we're going to add a payroll, which will cost about $175,000 to $185,000 overall. Or we're gonna prorate the salaries of 27 titles. Our current health, dental, and life insurance increased by $33 per employee, totaling around approximately $28,000
increase. You're at 19 or 11,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Longevity increases were about 5K overall. And here is the 3% to the employees in the general fund. EO 30,000, employees 51,300, sheriff's office, law enforcement, and jail 92,500. The wish list, I went through each one of the hearings that we had, and I put the wish list if there was an increase. It totaled $676,000. It's the fire department at 38, the Benahood at the Hub at 25, the Sulphur River Grant at 20, groundwater conservation 20, judge 2, treasurer 1, auditor 1500, historical 1500, sports complex 10, library 1K plus part-time to full-time, which would be about 35K. EMC 1K, sheriff 450K, but that also includes a 92K in salaries. Retiree insurance 30K, calls 40K.
Let's
go. Now you all see why I've been where I've been for the last week.
You ready to go back?
So the top of that, the 244, that's
We don't have a choice. I really have a choice on that.
We really don't. I mean, you can knock off 17, you know, 15,000, but if you knock off her 8,000, you're going to have to pay for it anyway.
That's just a rough figure there.
I mean, she has to have her election workers working what she has to have them working by statute.
You know, I know we talked about the CAC and the same.
And we can take 7,000.
Well, I don't want to do that because that's it. I like you. That's something we should have never taken.
I'm a lager. I don't disagree with that. You should never take it away.
I think I really truly, and I think I'm going to speak for everybody up here, because we're not the sharpest pencil in the box.
There is no recommendation. It's going to be what you want to fund.
I know that, but as AJ said, you can't spend what you don't have in the bank. So what they need to know is how much do we have? How much can we legally go up to?
Okay, now let's go to that.
Okay, and then
we get the no new revenue rate. Let's take the voter approval rate, which will be VAR 2.28 cents above NNR.
Yeah.
That will be 36906. Your revenue rates, your revenues would be 8.766757. Of course, your expenditures are 9152167, leaving a deficit of 745,000.
So we don't have any money.
Hang on. Option two. 3.78 cents over the NNR. This is using pennies, which we have 8.5 cents a penny if we need to use them up. I hope we don't, because we'll all have two jobs.
Option two.
Hey, do you still have that page that I did? Mm-hmm. I forgot to make a copy. Can you make copies of that for me too? I forgot, that just dawned on me. So the revenues there will bring in 9.112 million. We'll have a deficit of right at 400,000.
I'll put it in there. Version 9.1 million.
Should be on this page right here.
On the second page? They're bringing 9.981,112,241.
Yes.
Okay. Next page would be 9,85.
So option two, we're down -401.
-400,000 there. It's 399,526. So you might as well say 400,000.
Still a big time deficit, more or less, right?
Yes. Yeah. Option three is flat 39 cents, which is 4.37 cents above NNR, which we would be using roughly about 2.5 cents, of the pennies.
You just come in here and destroy it all year. I guess I have to do them everywhere.
And I had them all in order.
Yes, they were. Well,
it's here. Yes, you're up there today. I have them in the order we're
going to
talk about.
Option three, option four.
This is option three.
Any questions? Okay. Yes, I will.
So, looking at, is that including your expenses? The revenues are 9.2 million, our expenses are 9.5, deficit 262. Okay. Y'all have a lot of increase in expenditures.
Option 1, option 2, option 3. Well, it looks like there's one of them going to be.
Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Now, this is what I did last year for you guys for a $250,000 home and no new revenue rate versus voter approval rate versus option one and two. Now, they're not, this was based on the first draft, so it's going to be a little off, but it'll be darn close. On a $250,000 home, no new revenue rate, total tax, not any split, $872. If you got a voter approval rate, it's $923, so a $51 increase. At option one, $960, it's an $88 increase. I understand these are approximate figures, but they're not going to be terribly far off. $975 be $103. This just kind of gives you an idea of what tax rate. And there's $350,000, $500,000, $750, and $850. Because this is something Melissa has to post. She'll have it exactly. But this will kind of give you an idea of an increase to the average home.
But each option right here, if I'm correct, is for the wish list.
Yes.
So we're going to have to trim down the wish list.
Yes, I did it based on the wish list. Okay. Everything I did was based on the wish list.
I didn't know if you left something out or
anything. Everything I did was based on the wish list.
We're going to have to cut down on the wish list.
What's the fire department? I know we told you how to do that.
It's just, I can't remember. He asked me, do you want him to come?
From 450 to 480, about 38,000. We did 450 last year.
I just texted him. He said he'd be here in 3 minutes. He had texted me earlier and I said, I don't know, but he said, I'm at the shop, so just call me if you need me. Okay.
Well, the vent hood, we can scratch out.
Let's just say that they're not using the fryer anyway. I mean, that's.
We want to keep the sulfur the same.
Of course. He said it might be a minute. He's got a fire.
I got a big fire.
What do we got a big fire in?
Bunch of hay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hay. He sent me a picture.
It's a Daryl Carr place.
Daryl Carr.
Oh.
I knew that he's going
to hit your bail.
We may hold off on you until we love that.
Yeah.
I think mine was for Shannon Hurt's school, correct? 2000. Same time with Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of that school's. Mine's a new PC because mine's 8 years old, 7 years old.
What was the ballpark? What were the two?
We talked about redoing the tops, and then I put money in there to possibly redo the field you were talking about, striping, just things that we had discussed doing that I had no clue what it was going to cost.
What happened to that back shop? I think one of the back shops was that field closer to there.
It was a storm.
Boom, got it.
It's got to be more than 10,000 or it's.
Then we can fix it. I wouldn't fix it, just matter how we put it on fix it.
It may get a little too much.
A couple of torches to heat it up and get it back up, I think.
How many historical ones, $1,500?
Yeah, up to up for their utilities.
They got more money in the bank than we did.
Probably.
Guessing all out?
Well, no. I mean, we got 60 and he said 350, so I upped it to 100. And that's God's call. I mean, all I knew was the wish list. We had 60 in there now.
I know he did say when he was talking about the budget going up, he said whatever he could get from us, he'd be happy with.
Exactly. So. But his wish was for each of us to do 100,000.
Well, since we're really wishing, let's talk about retiring insurance.
Is Robert Van in here?
Yeah.
What's up, Judge? And Toby's in here?
Sorry.
let's explore some other options first. Let's circle around after that.
An argument for another day, huh? Maybe Wednesday, give you time to think about it.
Well, it surprises me it's only $35.
And that's what it'll make. I told y'all that.
I mean, it's a deal.
It is. it'll cover anywhere from $25,000 to $32,000 a year. But it's because you're never going to have more than 4 to 6 people on there at a time. And then when one new one comes on, one will drop off. It's usually the way it works because you're only going to do it for a finite amount of time. Whatever you guys decide is that finite amount of time. If you decide to do it at all.
Hey, since
the way you got that figured is your age and years have to equal 70, right?
I don't have it figured anyway. All I did was figure it from, that's just what it would cost for 5 people for,
wasn't that 60 to 65 before? When did 60 to 65?
We did it at 60 to 65.
I think we should live up to 70 personally.
I'll be dead. We keep having years like this.
Since I have so many people in here, just FYI, we let our two custodians go, so we have a company if they can buy your place. So.
What are we going to do about the dump since you brought that up? We have a lot of people calling, wanting to know when it'll be reopened.
No, not yet.
Probably don't want to be.
I'm
going
to tell them to do that.
Saturday.
They got a phone number they call.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's funny, I ain't got a phone call yet.
That's amazing. You sit out there, nobody calls you.
Right there. Marla.
We got a company that's come in, started, as a matter of fact, they're probably here this afternoon, right?
They should be here any time.
They've already been West Annex, East Annex, and then
okay. I'll say it's quite good money, but I don't know what you're
saying. How many knowledge has that should come created?
It does look very nice. I appreciate y'all doing that, by the way. Y'all do great. Y'all need to blue yourselves up. Somebody call.
I'm doing
well.
I'm not looking at any of them. They're going to have to make that distinction. Anywhere from 200 to 1.5.
Is there any problems out there?
Well, I was going to ask you.
How much you want to go on tax?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what I did come back. Hey Judge, I went out to there every now and then just to make sure that generic code works. The men's bathroom light is out. But I don't know how to screw in the light bulbs.
What is that?
They didn't teach me that.
Can we put her up there in the pedestal and she says this to embarrass us?
Mullen, we're still trying to work. He's supposed to contact me today. He said he's going to come in Friday, but he's possibly Monday, so he's not here, so I hadn't called him. So, Mullen's about over anyway for the season, so I can. I'm over all the time anyway, so.
You don't
struggle? Well, last year, I mowed it. Thursday night about 15 times, I mowed the lawn about 4 or 5 times. I can mow it. And I went out to the ball field mowed, can mow it a couple of times. So.
6 more locations is no problem.
With my lawn, not the cannonball.
So. We appreciate all you do. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
But now I'm going to use cannonball mower. I have to leave here. Have you checked that leak up there lately?
I have not this
Sarah,
one.
No, not today.
Like, thank you.
It's still there.
Still dripping like it was?
Yeah.
We need to call them.
I've called them. I've sent them photographs. They're trying to get a time that they can come up out of Huntsville and kind of at their mercy.
We gotta do this.
I
just don't know what to do.
Hey, well, I have all y'all here. Poor Sarah, she needs somebody to go out there and shred. She's mowing around the place, but it looks, the other is probably this high. So somebody don't, and I'm not necessarily looking at you, I find
we've been trying to keep it shredded, but I mean, we've been pretty busy these last month and a half or whatever. I mean, you can't go out there when it's wet, because
I know, because that one area over there is.
And then since it's got dry, we've been pretty busy, but I will send one of the guys. Hopefully tomorrow we'll get our roads chipped, and then I'll send one of the guys over there.
Two places up there get chipped now, so.
Yep, we expect to get chipped tomorrow.
Now we'll add a little salt to the wound. Right now, we have the elevator covered by the insurance. I mean, our deductible's $10,000, and so we'll have to come up with that. The fix right now is at $30,000. Probably be another $5,000 maybe to get that seal that they've got ordered to get it fixed. We could have put a new one in for about $87,000, but insurance would not cover that. So we went ahead and just fixed it. But that is going to be something that we are going to have to look at. If we stay in this courthouse, we're going to have either a new elevator, or he said they could rework the whole elevator, and then they would guarantee a warranty all of the parts. Right now they're having to get them from a third party, so there's no guarantee and there's no warranty on the parts. And we're kind of at their mercy.
He thought to move the last day and go to the third floor. Because said put like a barrel of oil or something. Like, you put $700 worth of oil into the day.
Yes. Cool. It's in bad shape.
He said that's going to go for $500 to that money.
It's about, what, 1973 model? I don't even know.
Why in the world they put that back in here?
I don't know. That was the one thing when I came back to work here that I was most shocked about, was that we had the same elevator. So that is something that we will have to be, like I said, we'll have to think about probably next year. We'll drop one off in January, and then we'll drop another one off the following year. And so we'll need to be looking at our priority list as to what we, you know, want to put in another round of COs. And that needs to be at the top of the list if we're planning. Of course, I mean, we don't have any choices at this time. We'll be here for at least 4 or 5 years, even if we were to start building tomorrow.
And I hate to play the other advocate here, but I just want to make sure everyone on the commissioner's board knows. As far as your unused increment rate, those pennies as you discussed, if you don't use those pennies, you potentially lose those pennies.
And we're probably going to lose them.
Once they're gone, you don't get them back. And then two, looking at the political state right now with what the governor's running on his platform, if he's reelected and they go with what he's running on, that's going to be very challenging for any local tax units to be able to raise any type of additional revenue with that platform.
This, if we're going to do it this year, so we got 8.5 pennies.
8.495.
So how much does that bring us in?
What can we? 45. Would be the total amount. 45.
And that's not counting in here. We could add down to the bottom line.
That's as high as we can go.
Yeah.
Using the pennies.
Oh, this is high as we
can. 45.
Yeah. Because that's going to be with your pennies.
All your pennies.
What do you mean, 45,000?
No, 45 cents.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes.
45,400, what is it?
45,401.
Yes.
And that was on the, that was.
That's going to be, I know, on my sheet it's page 9, but 2023 will fall off next year. And I have some pennies.
You look on your tax rate calculation worksheet?
Yes, I have page 9.
Page 9.
It's in the 4.45311. That's the one you're coming up with?
68 is our unused increments.
Okay.
0.08495. Total amount we can go up overall with all the pennies is 0.45401. And you can put those pennies wherever you want to put those pennies except debt. And a penny gentleman will bring in $230,000.
One penny.
With a 2% delinquent. And that's approximate. It'll bring in 235 something.
That's a penny.
We had 7 cents last year. We have 8.5 this year. Melissa and I had fun with that too.
Yeah, I did. Because I turned in one penny.
What cash you have is in?
I want y'all to use every one of them. That's what I told them.
And Russell's right. If you are thinking in terms of taxes, whether you fund the wish list or not, if you're thinking of going up, this is probably this might very well be the last year. Would not be a bit surprised. And I've had this conversation probably most of it all.
I'm talking to Cole several times about that. He said they won't touch us. They'll go back to the school.
That's going to be the first round, I think. It is.
But we can't take that chance. If we got bad religion, we're going to be looking for idiots. We're going to go over my people.
I might have to answer phone calls, but I don't have to fade that heat, y'all do. So I need to answer phone calls about the dog.
Well, they will pass it where they'll pass it where we'll have to raise money in revenue. They will have to have an election. They will pass it.
I think so. Now, like I said, if it's not this legislature, it will definitely be the next one. Yeah. I think they will try.
They're not saying majority. They're saying 3/4.
Two-thirds.
Yes.
But they might as well say 99.9. Yes. You got 99% of the people vote yes.
That, well, not to mention you're paying for an election on top of that too. They're making it well.
Yeah, anything about 50%, they might as well say, you got 100% vote yes. And that's what they want to do. Now, they wouldn't do that to themselves, of course. They just do it to us. So,
now we'll go ahead and I'm going to just throw this out there. Like I said, we'll work on you guys. I'll have all of y'all's revenue numbers on Wednesday. I'm sorry, I just didn't get it done today. But anyway, we did this before, and I really think it's a great idea, but like I said, I don't have a vote. But I did want to throw this out there. We used to give a base out of countywide to each one of the commissioners' precincts. To 100, we did 150, but now, you know, payroll's a little higher, so you might go to 175 base. And then once that base is met, then you split the percentage of what's left based on the number of miles. It's just something to throw out there in case y'all are interested in doing it. And I still have it at 282 miles. I probably need to know how many miles y'all each have now, because I think I'm off.
I'll send it to you.
Do you have them split? Who has who? Okay, because I haven't updated that in a few years.
This one here is from 2023. So.
Okay, that'll work. I hadn't updated it in several years. But that's something to think about. That way, because everybody has three employees, and that will cover some of the payroll costs evenly. And then what's left, you base it on the percentage for the number of miles. Like right now, you have the most miles, so you get the lion's share, which is 31%.
And you get that good solar money, too.
You didn't see that look, John.
Well, if he gets the solar money, do I get the lithium money?
Total 282.
That's what I have, was 282. So it is.
Toby's got 88, Toby's got 60, Scott's got 70, and Jim's got 64.
Okay, it's the same as what I have then.
Even after, yeah,
four people, that's right. We did it 20
years. Yeah, well, I haven't redone that in years. Yeah. I didn't figure it was the same at all.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I know the person that won.
He said he got a Lincoln Cemetery. Remember, he gave it to you. He said he'll have a Lincoln Cemetery.
I ain't, no, no, I'll take anything.
He said he gave it to you.
Yeah, I thought about that over on 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Tootie got nothing to do with that over.
Huh?
Tootie don't have nothing to do with
that. Except that you were closer to me, right?
Close don't count, but more shoes and hand grenades.
Hey, who's got a pageantary vote? Damn, that's what I was thinking. But I remember I was driving that and he was talking about picking up tracks out there or something one time a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. You just did that with UNC Arc and nobody else would do it.
Yeah. Toby was his people were picking up
garbage. We were picking up trash.
Oh, okay.
I said my man mentioned that there was a lot of trash on the road.
Oh, okay. I think what you're exactly for, if I was commissioner, this would be all the time.
I don't think that would not work. I would never
say that thing.
All right, so.
And the final piece, okay. And this is just information. Of this, and then I'm going to turn it over to Harry because y'all are going to have to process for Jared. So, this is the insurance, and the back side is the 12-month dental report and the medical report, our contributions versus our what they pay for us. Now, he also sent options if y'all are interested in changing. And if you are, what we could do is do like we did before, we change our flex plan to cover the difference on the deductible. If we want to change and save a little money, something to let go. I say flex plan, it's really an HRA, health reimbursement. Flex would be the employee, and this is what the county does. Right now, the renewal rate is the second column, 945.40. That's all the renewal rates. And that is budgeted. That's what's budgeted. And then I asked them to do plan alternates on basic life and AD&D. If we were to go to 20,000 instead of 113, it'd be 226.
Where'd you see that?
It's page 2.
Page what?
2. It's the second page. Instead of 1629.60 for the year with AD&D, it would be 3259, just basically doubles is what it was.
Oh, I'm confused on these pins. Okay, let's go back.
That's what
I have
I've really been confused about these pennies, these 8 pennies. We can use that pennies without going above our 3.25. We're still going to raise our taxes, but we can actually raise it more with the 8 pennies, right?
Yes.
If we wanted to fill out everything we had, we'd probably go from 30.36 up to point, what is it, 0.45. So we could legally, by law, raise our taxes back up to 0.45.
You can legally raise 9 cents on us. Your non-new revenue rate total is 0.346.
But that would cover everything without us being a deficit budget, right?
It'd be about 200 something thousand.
Still, after all that?
Oh, no, that's not with 8 cents, that's just with four.
That's what I was fixing to say. We could cover everything we had money left.
Well, we really couldn't have money left over. You have to have a balance.
Have a balance, okay.
Yes.
So
you can't bring in more money than you need to.
6 cents or?
So we wouldn't have to use a whole 8 cents to balance our budget on with the issue, right?
No.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about, we need to do it. We need to balance our budget this year. And next year, I think we'll have to go on, because they may continue with it. And things will go back into play in September 1st.
September 1st.
We better do something this year, then. Because they
know. Unless the chancellor changes, they can put whatever date they want to, but 99.97 down in September 1st. They could say the following year. But we'll give candidates a chance to recover, but they're not interested in that. So you're probably going to accept them first.
So if you don't use all the pennies this year, I'll have some pennies
left over
to carry over.
Yeah.
If that doesn't change.
But that'll take work.
Yes, and who knows what next year holds with that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Melissa, because it still confuses me. We can do the de minimis rate, which is way less than the penny, but we can only do it once.
You get a one-time hit.
Can we use the de minimis rate next year?
One time, and then what are you getting?
But you got to pay
for
that back, or is there a formula?
I didn't know how that. I still hadn't understood. I still don't understand that. Because
the de minimis rate right now is
130. It's not much. It's 0.37735. Okay. It's just barely above budget approval rate.
I need to hear from you for what you want to do. I know what I want to do. I want to use the pennies and balance it out and bring it, get everything we get this year, because next year we're going to be. I got this bad feeling. I'm telling you, there's too much pressure on me, and I hate paying taxes more than anybody else, but as much as anybody else. But I'm not running against this.
You
keep
throwing that out.
I can touch the chews. One thing that's really going to hurt me is when I have to go out there check for Melissa again.
What is it?
Money.
I said, that's the only part that really hurts me.
That came from Russell's office.
I don't know. It's Russell's fault.
Everything is. I'm used to that.
Well, Russell, really, truly, what do you think that they're going to do to you? Because they're screaming about appraisal districts like crazy.
So, everyone's concerned about taxes. Of course, the appraisal district doesn't levy a tax.
That's right. But they're screaming about appraisal.
That's the other thing that we didn't talk about earlier, is they could limit. Right now, there's a homestead cap set at 10%, and there's also for a property that's under $5 million, they're subject to what's called a circuit breaker limitation, as long as it's not ag or homestead or anything like that. And that's due to sunset December 31st, 2026. So, and I haven't heard any news about them bringing that back. So we're gonna have a lot of property owners potentially that have second residences or property values that changed significantly over the last 5 years that have been hitting that homestead circuit breaker. If it goes all the way back up, then you're looking at some significant differences in actual valuations on the property that they're receiving those. But at the same time, there's some talk about capping appraisals for homesteads at 3% and all other property types at 5%. So, I don't know. That's
fixed.
On top of limiting tax rates, they would also be limiting appraisal increases, which the whole appraisal district and the way we do points is supposed to be add more, meaning add value. So when they start adding those caps, it makes it significantly different. But there's, I guess what I could say as far as if you guys would be concerned, you're looking at maybe a couple different types of handicaps. One is the new value and the 5% change that we had from 25 to 26. Mm-hmm. If we still had the same changes and they limited or cap the appraisals, then you're going down to 3% or less, regardless of what the market does. So that would also, if you look at the new revenue rate and the voter approval rate are calculated today, and you put a 3% cap on that, then they're both of those rates are gonna be going down dramatically. It's gonna forcefully lower those calculations. And that's what's been going on with the school districts since about 2018.
State's picking up their tile, and I don't pick up our tile.
Correct. So I still don't know if they're making the schools whole from what I heard up here.
That's what I heard. I don't know. But theirs is going down.
$1.85.
Wow.
Schools? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm told they're like $1.2 million a hole right now.
Yeah, but I've got a compression rate that I calculate in, and then that's what hurts me. So I got to factor that in. I think it's 60 cents, I think.
Marla, so we worked with the option 3, and when we need the beginning, the tax rate would be, we're looking at about 0.4541, right?
There is no, I don't have that option in there.
Okay, I'm just looking at what it, okay, so the option 3 is?
4 cents.
4.37 cents over in the R.
Over no new revenue rate, yes.
And that would?
And that's about 2.5 cents of the
tax. How much is our, I don't have anything in front of me, how much is the budget, overall budget increase from last year? If the expenses for this next year are going to be $9 million, you know what it was for 2026?
8.9 million?
8.5 million.
Something like that.
I don't have that with me.
I'm getting it. Yeah, really hope to try to lift the instructor. And the water district will take a hit this year too, guys. I've got to calculate like the new line.
I'm gonna start looking at 8.5.
8.574.
What'd be increasing our budget by $1 million?
So we were $225,000 in the whole lot this year. We passed the deficit budget.
I got a new guy. What are you going to do?
I don't think we have to make a decision today.
I want to hear some input.
I think they need to process it.
The budget's grown considerably. That's $1 million budget. I know we've got $244,000 in stuff we can't rein in at all. But that's a pretty big increase. I think I remember last year we drew the budget pretty clearly too. So I remember having to go over and over.
Fire
department
was
the biggest.
Mm-hmm. What happened about pushing the fire?
I was going to ask that because I'm just waiting for
you to do it. I thought they came out to the gas leak up there telling them, just waiting for us to tell them they don't want to do it.
Well, he'll be here Wednesday, so you can ask him then. He's been on vacation. He just got back.
Fire chiefs and candy tanks. This is vacation.
I can't say much.
They're not commissioners, is it?
No.
I wish I'd gone on.
There'll be vacations we get to work for a week.
Oh, well, apparently we changed our hours. Y'all were aware of that.
I heard that too.
I didn't want to take that.
We were told.
I seen it on the best place you can see anything around that part.
Facebook.
Is that how you feel about Judge? That's how I felt about.
I was told it was going to.
I didn't have a fair one. That's what I was. I was told. This is what we're going to do.
I don't remember y'all asking us when y'all changed y'all's
hours. Exactly.
I will play with mine at the end of December and January, just for the record.
Well, I figured it's mine.
I will play with my hours at the end of December and January, because that's the end of the year. People try to come in and pay, and then the 31st falls on a Sunday, so they'll have Monday to pay without the penalty and interest. So I probably won't close at noon on that Friday, because we'll have some late incomers come in. Precinct 1.
Open to the mall.
Precinct 4.
Precinct 4.
That's day.
Mm-hmm. Open my bank.
Mom, you keep my bank for one extra day.
Well. I haven't heard anybody complain about it. The only complaints I've heard in the last 11 and a half years is why. If you got more than two employees, why are you closing all of your lines? And that's it. And I heard it from Sue M's here. I heard it from Betty, from Betty, Betty too. My Betty Sue, Betty.
Well, I have 30 minutes.
Betty Ruth, yeah, Betty Ruth. I was going blank there for a minute.
And I did speak with Ellen, and I'm like, hey, if you leave early on Friday, let me know where I can walk them all over. Because she's not in my clothes anymore, so.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Paris. Now y'all can process that Wednesday. We'll talk more. Paris has an employee policy. And we're trying to get this.
I got to get this done.
Yes. So we can put it to bed.
You were here when we went over the policy. Some of the things that we changed. You were out of town. We added, did you give me back your paper? Let me just tell you what we added. Okay. We added on funeral leave, we added, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. We added those. And then instead of it getting 4 hours for the employees that don't have, it's not, you know, what am I trying to say?
Relative.
Yes, they get 8 hours. And they don't have to take it all. They can take 4 hours for one. You know what I'm saying? You can break it up.
They get eight per year.
Yes.
For other.
Okay.
Yes.
To take however they want to take
it. And then.
16 hours can't adjust that.
On health and dental plans, the elected officials, when they start, they don't have a waiting period. Their insurance will start immediately. Certificate pay. We will need a copy of their certificate brought into our office, and they will sign off on a piece of paper saying that.
By that
they delivered it. The employee themselves.
Not our job, their job.
Yes. That's their job, yes.
Then that way there's no pass-through. And
this will begin January as soon as we receive it. They will begin their payroll after that. The next cycle, they will start getting it after that payment. On a vacation, employees would pay for their unused vacation leave when they leave up to 80 hours maximum. Vacation buyback, this is up in the air. I still need you guys to tell me, do you want it, do you not want it?
I think that was really the only thing.
And then on that one, that's true. And then on the, we get a birthday off this next year. We're giving them
happy birthday. We also needed y'all to decide how long they had to take it.
Yes.
because I don't want to carry over birthdays.
We want to say.
Yeah, you just give me your, I'm telling you, that you.
The day of the birthday.
Because if you've got people in November and December, I would say they can take it up. I said give them 3 months to take it. Then that way they can, they got one in November, December, they can take it sometime in October through the end of the year. I mean, that's just what I think. Because you can't say these people at the beginning of the year can have a whole year having it, but the other ones don't get it. Because they could leave in the middle of the year or give it to them.
What you get for being born late in the year?
Oh, Toby, what if that was you?
Well, now I'm not
going to be trying. Well, I'm not worried about it.
I think that would be my favorite.
That's fine for me. Or they can take, and she just said something else, they can take it into their, that month.
So whenever month their birthday falls, they'll make them take it.
Wait, why do you keep shaking your head? See, this is why we go on.
I think you told me that. We're going to be back in the middle of the holidays.
Cleaning ladies.
Birthdays.
Yes.
Beth Warren's been doing the thing.
We're going to start with mine. That's the first new federal holidays.
And I'm going to next week. I don't want to argue with anybody today. On the nepotism. On that nepotism, we need to know. I don't think, if it was to happen, which I don't think we should ever have to be in an office, but she said it has happened, where a husband and wife and vice versa work together. Well, you need to let me know, do you want it, if that was to happen, do you want to give them 3 months? Somebody's got to leave and find another job, or 6 months, or immediately, I don't care.
I wouldn't give them three months.
Like a few elected, if you have.
And I have a
because they know going into it that somebody's going to have to pay.
No months.
You never come to the job and then birth.
Yeah.
60 days? See, you're better than me. I said 90.
No, wait.
Well, if you're talking about.
First of all, you're going to know 7 or 8 months.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. If somebody runs for a late position. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sometimes you wouldn't know until November.
Yeah, that's true.
But when they take office, that should be immediate that the other person has to leave.
So I'm just asking you guys, I got to put it in the handbook.
Those are things we saw in question.
Yeah, I think immediately we call. We've got plenty of time to know if their father or mother or kid.
Well, if somebody's going to run in that before that position, they already know that they're running, so they know that.
So if you get elected,
if you get elected, you're down.
I got fired and just sent.
Or maybe they can move into another, you know, if there's an opening in the county, they can move and it keeps their another retirement point and their longevity.
But as far as that position, it's immediate.
Okay. Now, on the birthdays, why don't we just say, take it in that month? I think that's good. You get a day off on the month of your birthday.
That's your birthdays on December 31st.
That's not my problem.
You have the whole month of December.
Oh, I see.
Month of your birthday.
The 31st. I think that's good.
If you have it in December, you can take it. They don't have it off starting in January, but they won't take it off.
Can I have off to celebrate somebody else's birthday as well?
Yeah. No, because then you're going to get into everybody else wants to take it.
If I was born at 1201. Hey, I'm good with anything y'all want.
I personally think that your birthday might, but that's me.
What do you want?
That's all the time for our birthday.
You're talking about exactly.
The month of your birthday.
I think you're talking about
Your birthday reward, it has to be in the month of your birthday.
Tell me what y'all think.
I think that makes the most sense. I'll be honest. That's a great idea.
That's really
exactly.
Don't start around here.
Because Paris and I sit there talking about it. We get 3 months.
I think within the same month as your birthday.
Your birthday month.
Your birthday month.
Which gives you 30 or 31 days.
If you want me to take a day off.
If you don't, it's okay too.
That's true.
If your birthday's in January and you don't take it by February the 1st, you just lost it.
Yes.
Yep. There's no carryover, no payout.
And we got to deal with the argument for the people that have
30 days in a month, and some have 30.
She just said February.
The 30-day month people, especially February,
they really disenfranchised,
so we've got to make it true.
Yeah, they need to go back and sue their parents because
Well, they did get a leak here.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to figure out all contingencies here.
Within their birthday month, I think it's a perfect.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there's some people getting cheated on that.
I'm not one of them. Mine's 31 days.
Me either.
What's yours? And mine will always be 31 days.
I don't even know about making an argument about my own life. Right. Yeah,
so what are you doing about the people that were born on leap day?
They don't get one that year.
They don't have a birthday.
No.
They don't have a birthday.
If they celebrated on February 28th.
Well, some of them celebrated in February, some of them celebrated March.
Then I would think you'd like a pick.
Neither one, yeah.
Yeah,
I would hate one
if they're a leap back in our baby. That would stink. 29.
You don't have to
wear a birthday, but they're
really candid. Exactly, I like that.
I mean, you can know you can.
If you like it, yes.
Do you hear me,
sir?
I believe Ken voted this morning to do the Water Conservation District.
Yes, sir.
Also.
Vacation buyback.
Well, let's kick it around. Let's ask
you. No, I want the vacation buyback. We got. I need to know an answer today. It's easy. Yes or no?
Keep it.
Keep it?
Keep it.
Let's see. That's going to be bad.
Oh, I got three.
Well, look at made it easy.
Keep it.
Look into it another time.
All right, keep it.
What are you watching?
Some guy passed me a long time right there.
This is a long
way to wear it.
Well, heck, I think I'm going to be like this time. We get to add more people to the funeral. We get a birthday off. We get to keep it.
Now you're not being a hero.
You can't fuck with me this year.
You're sitting there. You're running
in. No, I'm not.
Judge, you want to talk about retiring insurance?
If we use all the pennies, we can just get us that one more. Well, no.
I'm going to have to have a second job to pay for my time.
Well, I was sitting back there wanting to know what's going to happen with that. We're going to take the retiree insurance?
Do you want to say it again?
The retiree insurance. We're going to offer that?
That's what we're going to talk about.
You got to make that decision.
I do.
I don't think you're going to have a conference with five or six people on it. I think you're going to have five or six people first, and then it's going to drop way off. Cause you don't have the folks here with them in years.
So what you're saying is,
screw it. I don't think we need to do it down the road. I think I need to be like Paris. I just need to vote.
Just vote on it.
Worried about the man. We ain't worried about the team here at that break.
Lisa, you're almost retired anyway. You're right.
I'm sorry. What?
I said you're almost retired anyway, aren't you? Because you're right behind me. You're pushing that 65, aren't you?
Not yet. No,
she's younger.
She's 61 too. You're 2 years behind me. Yeah, I'm 63. That's
fine. I'm not going to hold it back.
I feel like I'm 73.
You're the summit.
I'm not going to hold it back because you can
great for big one. You're great for
big one. You're old enough.
Yeah. So you're right behind. You're pushing at 61. He's 4 years away.
I've got a baseball bat.
Yeah, you just rocked it. You're welcome.
I've got a baseball bat to chuck for you if you need it.
Well, yeah, hey, let me tell you something. Everybody knows where how old everybody is now, right?
Go ahead. It's your time.
I can't believe you had to jump into it. I got it. Anyway, I think the retiree insurance would be awesome. Hopefully, it's not going to affect me at all either. If I run, hopefully I'll run one more time and maybe get it. But if not, then I'm going to. I just think that would be something that would there are a few counties that have started offering that. I think Lamar County started offering now retiree insurance. And I'm getting more and more younger people, surprisingly, asking about that. Will they have insurance when they leave? And I know we have a good retirement here. It's pretty.
Cadillac.
You stay here, that's not Cadillac.
Oh, Larkin.
Larkin said that, my buddy.
Your bestie.
My bestie. But I think that's a. For $30,000, we can offer that to our employees to stay here for 20 years, to stay with you and hang with you. And that's pretty cheap than replacing employees all the time because we're going somewhere else for better benefits. I mean, it takes a lot. It takes 3/4 to 1/2 a salary and equipment and training for me to retrain somebody. I can pay for 2 people to stay with me. I pay for that for a year or for a couple of years. And same thing with y'all's departments and stuff. If you get somebody to stay with you, that's a pretty good hand. You know, the one you didn't get mad and fire on, they didn't get tired of you, and you run them off, and that's just, for $30,000, that's pretty, $35,000, $40,000, that's pretty cheap to thank you to your employee when they retire at Rule 78, whatever we come up with.
That'll be a minimum age.
Yeah, it'll be a minimum age. Yeah, it's not just 20 years. I mean, it's a
rule. You got to be 60 years old. I think that's where men are. You got to be 60 years old with 20 years plus.
And I don't think some of these people, don't even work on the road at 62, 3, 4, 5 years.
I don't want to have 60.
I was playing that.
58, yeah.
I think
58. 58's good. 58's good.
A
good deal. And, Rule of 78 basically is what it is, right?
Yeah.
And I just think it's something people are looking at more and more, and not having insurance is just like we fight over every year about how much is going up. It's not if somebody was retired at 58 and they didn't have insurance, it's going to be hard. They can't retire because they can't afford the insurance.
I will say this: we're going to do it. We're better than this year. Like everything else. Either do it or don't do it, let's never talk about it again.
Well, let's do it.
But what, Bob, what about doing 60? Make 60 the minimum.
I'm not running another term. This is my last term.
Well, I was talking about.
So I guess my question would be like if you guys did pass it at 60, that if I stay till the end of this term, I'll have 30. Right at 30 years. No, yes. I think that's correct.
Yeah.
So like if you guys did do it at 60, and I retired at 58, can I go back to 60 and say, hey guys?
Once you go.
But it's all better.
You'll have to run one more.
No. 12 years is enough, you know. I feel that.
Well, I think they'll still think that can hammer out with the best point of view for it.
I think 58 plus 20 years.
That's
your rule of 78.
Yeah.
Well, I should say most of them are 80 nowadays. I'm not trying to, you know, beat for most of them are 80.
And some of them are going up to 90.
If you lower
the age, you probably need to lower the percentage.
Well, that's what I say, all the different. Mm-hmm. Thing we can enable a formula to make it work.
And
I mean,
then
you need to have
maybe
another aid. Reduce the amount to get covered. So.
Because we're going to be talking about, you know, I haven't looked to see about. I'll have that information Wednesday.
Yeah.
Who would be 58 and who that would?
Yeah.
How many people could possibly be on it? Everything I've done has been based on 60.
That was one point you made. We need 58 for the next 2 years. That's a long period.
If you
do
it, 50% of 60 would get up and get into the car, whatever. I mean, it's all in how you want to do it.
You got to see if we had the will to do it and then figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. I think most everybody was pretty on board with actually
doing it. We just need to figure out how to make it work.
No, I'm asking.
I thought it was.
When the out of order signs are off, but on the I went upstairs, pushed it, but it was on the third floor.
Don't get
like,
stuck.
I know. That's why I'm like,
we'll leave you there.
Well, at least we sure will. Downstairs, it doesn't open at all.
Well, you should have
done that on the bottom floor? Yeah, those ladies just tried.
Oh, she has to add.
Smells kind of poor.
We know who it is.
Well, we need to throw you up. We need to call Tiger.
You should not be talking to you.
Telling that the bottom floor is not open.
I got their number.
The Army Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, just turn. I haven't come back for a second. I just left.
They hadn't left longer. I guess we should have went out there and went over with them before they left. Yeah. As always.
Let's talk. You're $455,000 from this part of that deal. You said you made a statement. I thought about this. You made the statement the other day that the $350,000 that we get from the state, that's the SB 22 money. That's that. You're talking about you didn't want the state to pay for that. This one in one more thing. I ran off. Well, that's what the money was given to this one for Saturday.
It was, but I'm so lucky. It's just.
I mean, we're still going to have the SB. I'm still going to go out for it. Well, what are we going to do with that money? If we take over this
one. Well, and that's what I'm going to say on tomorrow between the kind of seeing what y'all is leaning toward today. I think I could probably take some more out of this if that money was freed up to where I could buy.
What are you using for? You use more than salaries right now, right?
I used to buy about half of the salaries and half of the equipment. But I'm kind of limited on the equipment I can buy with that money. I'm hoping. After today, I mean, I'm hoping like the deal that y'all pass at SBA, that's going to be $80,000 to be used for salaries, equipment. I'm going to be putting in because of the Operation Lone Star deal, I'm hoping to put in. I don't know that I'll get any of that, but there's a $3 billion grant that I actually told Robert I put in for 5 officers and 5 cars and a K-9. I'm going to ask for the money, I'll just be honest with you, and that'll all be 100% funded. If we get some of these guys trained in this 287 Jeep, that will be some money that'll be coming in as long, which I don't expect.
Huh?
Can you text him? He didn't answer.
I don't expect that money to last long, probably about 2 years.
What, the SB22 money?
No, 287 Jeep. The money that they're handing out.
That's what I was going to ask you too. If you hire 5 people, what's going to happen to those 5 officers when they just do away with
it? Well, then if it comes on the grant ends, then they'll be going to these officers.
What's his name, Nate? What name?
I think it's under Nathan.
Hopefully, as most times do, you get that and you produce and it funds itself.
Nichols?
Nathan. Yes.
But that would be one of those that whomever comes in would know that money's going, you're going. But on the 287G, that if we're going to possibly start getting X number of dollars per officer, but again, I don't expect that to last but 2 more years, that continues to come in, and that would help defray some of the cost of equipment, because I pretty much use that to buy, my understanding, I haven't seen it right, pretty much any equipment, officer equipment, computers, anything they need to help them in their job.
He read it.
Do what? But on the salary part of it, I just like to see that taken up to where, say the state does cut us out and you can't raise it without a vote. I'd like to get that covered. I'll at least stay where I'm at. What they're getting. And with that being said, I'm trying to hire a person right now. You have heard of work history?
Who's that? I don't know. I don't know. She worked for Coffin County, the CID.
Who read it? It didn't answer me.
Well, it opened now.
Anyway, does that answer your question, Judge?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm hoping, I'll sit here and figure numbers on some of the things where I could back off some, but.
Well, let me throw this one at you. On certificate of pay, mm-hmm. And I know that's a big deal. I mean, I don't know how much is tossing us right now just on certificates. Is there any way that you do without giving a raise on them?
No, I don't need to be paid at all. I actually want to go up more.
But I mean, I'm going to sit here and be honest with you. Because we got guys out there. I'm getting mine certified on a motor grader, a backhoe, a dump truck.
You told me your first check is playing what I did certified.
Well, and I'm just saying though. I'm not against law enforcement. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, we're giving them a raise plus all they got to do is go to a school for a week to get certified a little higher, and we'll give them more money.
Yeah, but that would keep them from leaving you too. I mean, that'd be something you could look at giving your guys a certificate pay. Because I know like Lamar County is giving $12,000 for a master peace officer per year.
That's crazy.
No, that's why you got to do to get people to come to work. I don't care what DPS does.
I know, they're still law enforcement. They're still law enforcement.
I don't care. That is. And they're going up. And they're steadily going up.
I don't think so. I called them the other day and they're still $3,900.
I don't compare myself to DPS.
I know.
If I have, at the conference, the DPS is going to go for a massive raise.
Yes.
A big raise.
Right, just like I said the other day, nobody is walking in my door that's coming through the police academy. We are trading the apples at the bottom of the barrel. If you don't have something to offer them to get them to come in there, I mean, you're hiring lawsuits. If you don't have something to offer somebody to come in, just like this Sandra that's wanting to come work for me, she's got a job right now at an agency that's going to pay her $60,000. I can get fairly close to that, especially with certificate pay, if I can get the certificate pay to go up a little bit. And I think she would prefer to come. I think she'd rather work for a county. She worked for Kaufman County. She was a CID investigator there. She left there. She went to DPS and worked for CPS as a child of a sexual crimes investigator for years. She came back and she worked over here at the office for us, not for us, but through the military as a crime analyst there in the office where they stationed her in our office for 2 years.
Yeah. And she leave all her positions to more money? Is that what she did? How many years has she been in service? I mean, she got 20 years, 30 years of service in law enforcement?
Yes, she's got her master peace officer's license.
And so is that what she's been doing, these multiple changes she's made in her career?
She's been Kaufman County and CPS. And then she was in the military. She did that deal to be a crime analyst, and she didn't like that, so she went back to CPS. But in between the time she was with CPS and she went back to them, they were a state organization that was state-run, and then they had a private brand, and she said what she was doing before and what they're wanting them to do now is two different animals. She's not going to work for
it. It is a shame where police have gotten in the last 10 years, especially.
In what?
I didn't do this job. I didn't do it for 30 years for money. Never did I say, Tom Manchin said, hey, we're trying to
get. You'd be surprised on the attitudes of the
police. I know, but that's what I'm saying. I didn't do the police work. Yeah. I did it because I loved it. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do. I knew I wasn't going to get rich. But, you know,
I would
have taken it. Oh, heck yeah, I would have, but my goodness.
I had one officer already quit because he didn't want to do 2E7G. He said, I'm not going to do it. So he turned his resignation.
It's kind of like I told you, Grasshopper one time. You might find you another.
But on the deal with Sandra, as I'd like to bring her in as an investigator, in between what, and I've been looking at, Ray Green's left me, and with what he was making over what our new start off was making is what, about $20,000, Marla, with the Senate Bill 22 money, in 55 to 75?
No, I'd have to go.
Well, I'm going to get the bottom look, but I'm looking at probably about, I'm just looking at the numbers, probably about $30,000. It's in my budget, it's not any new money. But I want to bring her in as an investigator, not as a new hire.
Where's she from?
Where's she up there?
She lived on Lake Bob Sandal. How is she from?
Yeah.
Kaufman County area.
Yeah, she's from Kaufman. She's on Bob Sandal now. Extremely sharp. She has been a lot of, she built maybe timelines and stuff on some of our big profile cases that we turned in.
She was really instrumental with Larry Smith.
Yeah. She put heck of a timeline together. And I was going to talk to y'all about that. Now, if she's interested in it to come, I'll probably bring a commissioner's court because that would require y'all's approval to do that. because since we have the different, used to it with them now, but now with the plans that we have, it would require you all to approve it. But back to the, I hate to do away with the certificate failure going up on that. It's just, that's my only bargaining tool compared to the other agencies that are paying more, is to get salaries more comparable. Or to ask for a higher percentage salary increase at the sheriff's office. For percentage, 6 or 7%.
That was fun job, and I would have done that since I've been county judge.
Yeah.
What was I again?
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
It's very fun.
It's totally... The attitudes are totally different.
It is, it is.
From 5 years.
We've done it for free for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Some of them did.
The certificate pays a good way for water to be created to stay leaders. If they get a CDL license, it's worth paying them. Because again, you retrain somebody, and you're putting all that time and money into them, you know, just like the one that just quit me. It's not, I mean, he's been here 2 years. I did all this equipment for him, and now he's got them.
Almost 3 o'clock.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And I wasn't trying to talk
about I know.
You know, it's like you said right there, because I know they can get certified on maintainers, backhoes, and dump trucks. You know, you get CDLs. I mean, I've got 2 right now. Let's kind of get them.
The only thing we pay on the certificates are certificate payments. A lot of the ones around are paying certificate.
You run on. Right on. We got 8 pennies.
A majority of, most agencies pay the certificate. I don't know. Certificate, degree, everything. I just want to try to get certificate paid up to where I can use that as a tool to convince somebody to come. That's the one I texted her. I said if I can get close with the other, but with the certificate pay, that would put her right at what she's going to be getting.
I have from police because my husband's a police officer, and I know that any classes he took, it was for the money to support our family. Mm-hmm. And everything is high, so I understand why you want that. Because I know, because I live with a police officer, and we did not get that much money. So when you get certificate pay, it does help.
Makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
I agree, and that's what we did in Dallas too. I worked to get my certificate pay up to a masterpiece officer years ago. Did the same thing. Just at some point, it's just like to say Lamar is doing $12,000 for a masterpiece. That's not really like in the cards, probably. For us, I mean, we're apples and oranges. You're comparing two different counties, and I know they're both county sheriff's office, but it's just different.
Yeah,
it's somewhat different.
What does it take to be a masterpiece officer? Might
hours,
be something
hours, and hours, and hours.
That's years of service, degrees. I'd have to look and see, but 20 years of service, and then your training has to be up around 3,000 hours of service training. Or if you got a college degree, it cuts it. If you get a bachelor's degree, that cuts it down drastically to about 10 years. But it's not a week-long school. It's a career.
It's a curriculum, I mean, for sure.
It's a career. I mean, so somebody's got 20 years that's eligible to retire, and they finally get to the next level to get to another certificate pay.
Yeah.
It's that's why it's worth paying on, because, and then the other thing is I had no officers hardly at all doing training until I started doing certificate pay. Once I started doing certificate pay, everybody started going to training. What does that do? That trains them to be better officers, that trains them to be more liability conscious.
Have you seen the results from that? Have you seen the results from that?
Yes, every one of them. As soon as I started offering certificate pay, now I got a reason to go.
I'm talking about, have you seen an actual improvement in the individual officers, deputies, in other words, the training they got that's made them better deputies, made them more attentive to those things that you talked about helping them make.
I can tell you one thing, the late night phone calls asking, you know, questions they should, I mean, they're making better decisions on their own or not.
know, have them call me at 3:00 in the morning.
Right.
No, it's really helpful.
So now I'm going to, just a certificate, to me, when I play certificate, I know the time it takes to get to a masterpiece officer is a career. It's not, oh, I'm going to go to school this week, I'm going to be a masterpiece officer.
Yeah.
It's a 20 years of service plus 3,000 hours.
Yeah.
You don't realize 3,000 hours takes a long time to build up. I barely have over that.
And what I was saying, hold on, yeah. Because I go to the maintainer right here next week, and I get a certificate by that week.
Yeah, so the hours don't...
But I spent 15 years sitting in that maintainer, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't get one.
That's what I'm saying. And we're running through the same problem. Yeah. Scott got one that he says had to hire at some point or another. We're running through the same problem. Yeah. Of either getting them in and they not knowing what to do, or I mean, I've got two right now that's working on CPS. You know, you can't, it's hard just to hire them in ready to run.
And I was the same thing at the city. I got the city to get certificate paid, now I don't know where it went, but nobody else has certificate paid over there. Now everybody got certificate paid over there, and I can't find one city officer getting it. So,
you got what?
Read, that's what I said.
No, so they had certificate pay money.
I got city officers. We did certificate pay over here. I got city department to get certificate pay. And now I look at my budget over there, and it's zero for certificate. But everybody else will get certificate pay. And so I don't know what they done. I mean, I know what they done. They added in salaries to make it look like they got a raise. And they needed a raise. And so now I've got a meeting with their new guy tomorrow morning at 9:00. We're going to have a discussion. But anyway.
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion.
She didn't believe what you're getting him up here.
Oh, my goodness.